This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:16 now on this Thursday morning, August 14th, as we head into the belly of the beast of hurricane season. Don't forget the Saints taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. We got all the action for you here. It's not only a preseason game, it'd be a rehearsal for the fans, really, because it's a noon kickoff Sunday in the Dome. Our coverage starts at 10 o'clock with First Take, no, 8 o'clock rather, I think, with Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak. And then at 10 o'clock, you can join Bobby Hebert for the countdown to kickoff inside the Dome, Loach Level, Gate B Atrium. That's presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Then at noon, y'all, I'm telling you, you're missing it if you don't turn down the sound on TV and sync up with Deuce and Hoss. You go find out more about the Saints than you would from TV. And then you can join Bobby Hebert for the point after. 10 hours wall-to-wall black and gold football, Saints-Jaguars, Sunday on WWL and free Odyssey app. Xavier Thompson joins us now, assistant professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology. He's a leading expert in sports medicine. How you doing, Doc?
Good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. Trevor Penning out with a turf toe, and boy, of all the injuries that, to me, are minimized by the name, turf toe is one of them. Thoughts?
Yeah, a very deceptive name, and I think a lot of times we think, oh, you know, it's a toe, it can't be too bad.
It's like, but come on, bro, what are you talking about, really... turf toe? What do you mean? Come on, really? But it's more
exactly,
than that.
Exactly, yeah. It is. So turf toe is tough because it's a sprain of that big toe, and you don't realize it when it's not hurt, but you put so much weight through that, just walking, that anything more than that is so difficult. And so turf toe is one of those injuries that sounds really easy to take care of, but can really sideline us for a good amount of time.
And I think part of it is, if you're an accountant and you have turf toe, well, maybe you can get by, but when you're performing at the highest level, that's where it really matters, right?
Exactly. So once you sprain that joint, you can't push off as well. So you might be able to, like you said, if you're an accountant, kind of walk it off, but you're not going to be able to push off to your full capability. So even if, you know, you can handle the pain, you're just not going to be able to perform that same way until things start to get better and you improve that strength, that flexibility, and the ligaments actually heal.
I kind of got ahead of myself. What exactly is turf toe?
Great question. So turf toe is a sprain of the big toe joint, and what usually happens when your foot's kind of pointed down, like you're pressing on the gas, but the toe itself is pushed upwards, like it's going towards your face. And it's called turf toe because when we first started seeing these, it was really associated with the change to the old school AstroTurfs.
And is it because of turf, or are people as likely to get it on real grass?
It's not necessarily because of turf. I will say it's definitely more common on turf. So it's interesting because, you know, turf lets athletes move faster and generate more force, which can really make for these really exciting games. You know, you're kind of flying out there. But, you know, more force means that some of that increased stress has to go somewhere. And I also say, you know, the old turfs, because believe it or not, turf has been around since the 60s. So there's obviously been a lot of changes in its design since then. And it's really hard to talk about turf in general because there's just so much variability based on, you know, even 10 years ago, the technology has gone into such a different place. But we're really, funny enough, we're trying to imitate grass. It's just easier to take care of at times and easier to grow in places that grass doesn't grow.
If you go to YouTube, you can find some old NFL films video, and one of them, one segment is about the advent of AstroTurf and how bad it was when it first started. It was like carpet on rock, right? Pretty much carpet on concrete, and then they got made it a little bit better. But let me ask you this. You do this for your life's work. If you, in an ideal world, if you had your way, do you think it would be safer for players to always play on a natural surface, on grass?
You know, it's funny because I've gone back and forth on this so many times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've seen people say grass is safer. You're always going to have some injuries. You know, I've seen someone blow out two patellar tendons on grass. I think in a perfect world, you know, it's important that whether it's grass or turf, that it's actually maintained. And I think that gets overlooked. You know, if you have a bunch of patchy grass, I think they rolled out some grass for the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and the grass itself was fine, but because of how they rolled it out, you saw a lot of guys slipping. So it's really about the field maintenance itself. And I will also admit I'm not a turf scientist, so I can't speak about, you know, turf that they're developing. In 2025, it might be, you know, the greatest thing ever, but it really is hard to say, hey, that's going to be better than the natural surface. And again, the research is mixed. You have a lot that says, hey, you're going to have more foot and ankle injuries on turf than on grass. You're going to have more hip and knee injuries potentially. But you also have a few studies that say, well, we're actually seeing a little less. So it really also is going to depend on your level of play and really how well it's maintained. You know?
Let me take a break.
Is not what you're going to see.
All right, let me take a break. I know you can't speak specifically to Trevor Penning because you've not looked at him. We're just talking about turf toe in general. Y'all got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Don't ever text and drive. 722 Traffic, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Xavier Thompson, assistant professor at the LSU School of Kinesiology, a leading expert in sports medicine. Trevor Penning's going to miss some time with turf toe. Again, Dr. Thompson has not looked at Trevor Penning. We're just talking, generally speaking, about turf toe. This is a good question. Somebody texted in and said, in all the years of playing and doing exercises, can you strengthen the toe or avoid do anything to make turf toe less likely?
Yeah, a lot that can help there is really footwear related. I mean, you can try to strengthen the feet, the toes, the ligaments, you know, things like yoga. Honestly, just playing the sport. But if for whatever reason you just get too much load one time, you're likely to see it. But we really are seeing it less and less, and I think that's a credit to how much training has improved and footwear has improved over the years.
There are three types of turf toe, right?
Yes. And so usually if you're not going surgical, you know, you are looking at grade one or grade two, which the recovery time is usually a little better. And those, you know, kind of meld together. But you're usually looking at maybe 4 to 8 weeks to get back. More rarely, if you're seeing a grade three, you're going to see more damage to the ligaments and the, you know, the plantar fascia on the bottom of the foot. You'll see surgery in those cases, and that usually takes a lot longer. But if you're not having surgery, usually you have a pretty good outcome.
Don't say plantar fascia. I don't even want to hear those words.
you and me both.
Yeah, I'm telling you. When it comes to the turf at Tiger Stadium, I've been down on the field. I'm sure you have as well. What kind of grass is that? Do you have any idea?
I am not sure. You know, I know it's turf, but I'm not well versed enough to say exactly what kind.
I'd love to have it on my lawn. I'll tell you that. You? It's Bermuda, Tim tells
me. Yeah, me and me both.
I'm telling you, it's beautiful. You could putt on that. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate the time and the information. Real quick, if you had to say which was more problematic, would it be a hamstring or turf toe? I guess it depends on the severity.
Right? I'd say usually hamstring.
Yeah.
We usually see a lot more recurrence with those.
I guess a lot bigger area, too, right, with the hamstring effects?
yeah, a lot bigger area, and just, you know, it's hard to limit the hamstring when you're trying to go full speed.
Yeah, people think the hamstring is just the back of the leg, but it's not.
No, and it's actually three muscles, too, so that, you know, that makes it a little more complicated.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, as always. Really, Doc, thank you. Dr. Xavier Thompson, assistant professor at LSU School of Kinesiology, a leading expert in sports medicine. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the National World War II Museum, what they got going on. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Dave Cohen. 7:46, 14 till 8, August.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
August 14th, back on August 6th, we talked about the bombing of Hiroshima. August 9th, we talked about the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki that led to the Japanese surrender that happened 80 years ago today. And joining us now is John Curatola, the Samuel Murray Stone Senior Historian at the National World War II Museum, to talk about what they're doing there to commemorate that. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well, sir, and yourself?
I am well. Thank you so much. It seems like we remember when the days the war started, although I don't think people really are aware of what date the war started or was declared on Germany, but we don't really recognize the VJ Day or the anniversary of this. Take me through it, John. I'm stumbling, rumbling, fumbling here. You're the historian. You take care of it, please.
Yeah, not a problem, my friend. Yeah, like, of course, the beginning of the war depends on where you live. If you're in Manchuria, it's 1931. If you're China, 1937. And if you're in Europe, it's 1939. If you're an American, it's 1941. Mm-hmm. So you have a multiple of choices out there. And for the end of the war, of course, you have VE Day, which is in May of 1945. And then VJ Day officially is September 2nd of 1945. However, the announcement of the Japanese capitulation is on August 14th. And so that's kind of what we're looking at today, is this announcement that the war will indeed be over.
So what happened between August 14th and September 2nd? What was it like in the South Pacific and other theaters of war with the Japanese?
Yeah, it's a tense period, and here's why. You've agreed to a ceasefire between the Japanese Empire and the Allies, and there's a lot of trepidation. Is this really going to happen? You know, are the Japanese really going to surrender, or is this some kind of a trick? Mm-hmm. And there actually are a number of combat actions that occur between the 14th and the 2nd, to include the shooting at a number of American aircraft that are on reconnaissance flights over the home islands.
And it's 1945, so it's not as though people could – the communication is not as it was today.
Correct. You know, and what you're getting at best in terms of mass communication are radio announcements. And that, quite frankly, that is how Emperor Hirohito will address the Japanese people through his announcement to them. And many of them don't actually believe what they're hearing. Many of them are actually confused as to what the emperor is telling them. And so you see a lot of confusion on the Japanese side of the equation because they've never experienced anything like this.
Is there a true end date, as a historian, John, where every Japanese soldier was aware that the war was over?
Yeah, of course, September 2nd is the official date. But as we know, there are a number of Japanese soldiers who are holdouts in Guam, Saipan, the Philippines, who don't believe the war is over. And they will stay hidden in the jungles of these islands literally for years.
Sniping?
With one, I think one comes out in the 1970s, if that late.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Sniping until they were out of ammunition or not, or just hiding?
Well, just existing because they hadn't gotten word or they couldn't believe the fact that Japan had surrendered, either one of the two. And many of them are steadfast in their devotion to the emperor and will not surrender until they actually bring their commanding officers to the island to tell them to stand down.
The last Japanese soldier to formally surrender after World War II was Hiro Onoda. He continued fighting on Lubang Island in the Philippines for nearly 29 years after the war's end in 1945. He finally surrendered on March 9th, 1974. That's almost impossible to believe, but it is true. We'll take a break, pick it up. We come back talking about, although VJ Day is a celebration and the surrender was a big day of celebration, it was bittersweet. We'll explain why when we come back. We're talking to John Curatola, Samuel Zamore Stone, senior historian at the National World War II Museum, considered by a lot of people as one of the top museums in the world, certainly in the United States and absolutely in the city. And if you've not been to the National World War II Museum, I say every American owes it to the country to visit the National World War II Museum once and Washington, D.C. once, of course, with the National World War II Museum. There's not a whole lot of travel involved in that. 752 traffic, WWL. .758, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to John Curatola, Samuel Zamore Stone, senior historian at the National World War II Museum. It was a big day, and we remember the picture of, you know, the woman kissing the sailor in Times Square, but it was bittersweet because over 400,000 American servicemen were killed. That's like four Tiger Stadiums full of people. And you can imagine the impact that had on families, 65 million people worldwide. John, what's going on tonight to commemorate the surrender of Japan?
Yeah, we're here at the museum having the 80th anniversary to commemorate the event. And it starts at 6 o'clock, and we'll have some welcoming remarks from our CEO, Stephen Watson. And I'll give a very short lecture on the significance of the war and how it's remembered here at the museum. And then the key feature will be interviews with three World War II veterans and stakeholders to talk about their experiences, not only during the war, but then how they felt on this day 80 years ago and their experiences.
Man, don't miss that. There aren't a lot of World War II veterans left. Emily Drake was the stenographer of the Women's Army Corps. Dr. Lewis Harnett, a volunteer ambulance driver, and Sanford Jones, a U.S. Army Air Force gunner on B-24 Liberators in the European theater. Sounds awesome. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time, and thank you for all the work y'all do there.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. Go to national www.thenumeral2museum.org to find out more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.